Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Hello, this is The English We Speak. I'm Jia Ying.
And hello, I'm Roy. I've just applied to be the new head of department. My main policy will be that everybody will be able to sing karaoke in the office. And there will be donkeys that deliver drinks to people. I think the senior management will think that's a great idea and agree to all my changes.
You think management would accept that much chaos, which would damage productivity? As if...
As if what? You want an example? I don't understand.
No, Roy. Just as if. We use the expression as if to say that something is never going to happen or is obviously untrue. It's a very informal expression.
So you think they won't accept my idea? That's ridiculous. In fact, the senior management has agreed to hold a meeting in 10 minutes. I think I'll be head of department by the end of the day.
As if. No one will agree to that idea. We can talk about your meeting after these examples.
You think her second novel was better than her first? As if. She thinks she could win the award for best short film. As if. It's rubbish. As if. I will never become president of the company.
This is The English We Speak from BBC Learning English. We're talking about the expression as if. We use it to say that something is obviously untrue or will never happen. So, how did your meeting go?
Well, I arrived on the floor, but I think they'd give me the wrong floor number. Instead, the 8th floor is where all the rubbish in the building goes to get sorted. It's strange because that's also the place I've been told to send some of my other best ideas.
Maybe they were trying to tell you something by sending your work to the 8th floor where the rubbish goes.
As if. My ideas are great, and I'm sure it's just a matter of time before I get promoted.
Well, actually, they've offered me the position. They like the idea that by making people work 4-day weeks, productivity would go up.
As if.
Sorry, Roy, but it's true. Look.
I can't believe it. So that means you're my boss now. Well, now I can send all my great ideas to you.
I think you should just send them straight to the 8th floor. Bye.
Bye.